top of the moon. Started at the bottom. Dreamt of a Hellcat. Now I got it. Dreamt of a Corvette. Now I got it. Taking big leaps of faith. No doubts about it. Made my mama proud. Made my mama proud. Every time she see me, I made my Jesus Christ a smile. I made my mama proud. Made my mama.
Have no fear.
Top of the Moon podcast is here.
Episode 31.
James Brown.
Oh, damn.
I feel good. I wish that you would. Take that wig off, James Brown. We know you're bald.
Nah. Wasn't too pay up, probably.
It was. They showed him in the ground.
Didn't he pass away?
Dead.
Yeah, R.I.P. James Brown.
James Brown. The first black man ever on the jet. Hold him with some respect, yep.
Oh, that's hard.
First black man ever on a private jet.
Oh, that legend.
That's a fact?
Yeah, that's a fact. Super fact.
He was sometimes doing the gas and all.
Right. Yeah, that's a fact. Hold on.
We got a fact check.
Like
this,
Joe
man.
Rogan.
Hold
behind,
we got a fact check.
We got a
fact check.
We got Fareed. We got an El Salvadorian nigga.
So real quick, hold on. Before we get into everything, man, make sure y'all subscribe to Top of the Loop Podcast Plus. The link's below in the description. Make sure y'all follow Top of the Loop Podcast on TikTok. Make sure y'all follow Top of the Moop. Everything and subscribe right now if you're watching this on YouTube. And if you're on Spotify, make sure you give it a 5-star up and make sure you share all this stuff, man, so we get this out to some people, man, because, you know, we got a big campaign that we're supporting over here and we're trying to make this grow and evolve bigger and bigger and every day. And that's why we're doing what we're doing right now. And we give you all this content every single day. And on top of that, three, you want to?
Hey, most definitely. Make sure you guys tap in. Make sure you like, share, subscribe, like my dog Slim said. But also, let's get deeper and down into to understand it, man. This is a business. So anybody out there want to do partnerships, sponsorships, you know, energy drinks, water, whatever you want to do, let's contribute to the campaign. You want your shirt hanging up in the back, huh? You got your real estate.
Product placement.
Product. Whatever y'all want to do, product placement. Man, we got all that for you guys. Hit the link below, Ball or Nothing Else at Yahoo or DM me on Instagram, Mr.
Yeah, DM him because I don't check my DMs like
that. He
don't
do that. I get right back to you. You know what I'm saying?
He does.
Immediately.
You know what I mean? Yeah, so any artist out there wants to play your music or something like that, man, we can work that out too, man. We're working out all deals and all understand. We're trying to give you guys complete marketing and partnerships and understanding to the world.
And we're trying to grow the culture.
Yeah, we're trying to bless y'all at the same time.
Teach one.
Hey, you know, you got to know what I'm saying?
You got to show you the game, though.
Yeah, holla at
us, though. You got to understand it's a business.
Yeah, you got to believe in yourself, invest in yourself to be the best. Yeah, man.
Take leaps of faith, man.
Yeah, big leaps, man. Don't jump.
No handouts.
Yeah, jump from the free throw line.
You know what I'm saying? But with that being said,
yep.
We got my dog. Y'all love Mac being here so much, man. He's a legendary individual. We got him here again.
Jackson Properties, we here, man. We got
talk to him. How you feeling today?
I'm feeling good today, man. You know, everything's feeling real good, man. Focus steady. Can't complain at all, brother. Ain't nobody gonna care anyway. So
no, don't get it fucked up or miss your
Don't you do that?
You know what I mean?
Don't you do that now?
I'll let you going into it. Yeah,
he's
about to go crazy.
I got my candy, baby.
All he needed was the sweets.
Yeah, that's it.
That's how you get on that thing like that.
Sound like Roger Rabbit. Hey,
they go crazy.
You don't get on it like that.
Yeah, you get that mic and that like,
yeah.
Throw that sugar on that thing.
Bro,
tell me that's not the sound from Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
It is, brother.
That is
the sound from Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
It is. That was one of my favorites as a kid.
That was a Judge Doom?
Big. That's my guy. Legendary.
He was cold.
Yeah, that was legendary.
Remember me, Ricky, when I killed you?
Yeah, it was going crazy.
W in that dip.
Yeah. You know big acid move. He had that acid bath ready for you.
Y'all talking about some drip, nigga. I got that dip on, man. I walk around that dish nip.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the scorch your ass on touch.
On sight. On sight, your ass scorched. Shout out to goddamn buckwheat.
Three of them, boy. Only one of them, boy.
The only one.
Yeah. Shit. Facts. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like I was saying, man, James Brown was the first nigga with a private jet.
You're right.
Is he suited and booted?
He a cold nigga, too. Look at him, man.
That motherfucking turtleneck on, man.
He's clean as a motherfucker.
Is the pinky uprooted?
Oh, yeah. He definitely got that.
Ain't that crazy, though?
That's crazy. How long ago was that? Like, what year was that?
What a player. I don't know.
That's crazy.
Excuse me. Yeah, but then not only that, though, but then you got to think, Snoop Dogg just posted that 13 hours ago.
And I just brought it up.
Oh, wow.
And he just posted that 13, and you just brought that up. That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Man, you know.
One of the ones.
Shout out to Snoop Dogg, though, because he definitely.
One of the ones.
We got to have Snoop on the show.
Yeah. Oh, we got to get Snoop. You know, I had Snoop in one of my vlogs. I had Snoop on my vlogs and all that.
Tap in, man. Tap in with Top of the Moon.
We're trying to bless you, boy.
Three crazy, man. You know, he got his whole setup down there at the dog pound.
Man, come to the Gargoyle Manor, man. We're trying to get you right.
Come to the Gargoyle Manor.
Oh, he can come to the Gargoyle Manor?
Snoop one of them ones, man. I got to infantry, man. Call of Duty, nigga. I'm ready to put a couple heads. I just watched that new Predator movie. That new Predator was, hey, was I right? One of the ones. I didn't want to talk about it until I seen you.
Okay.
Nigga, top level.
Yeah. Yes.
It's the second best one to me.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Right behind number one.
Number one.
Number two is cold too. But this one,
but number one, usually always the best.
Number one, but I ain't gonna lie to you. I type like this one better because it brought it before number one.
It's hard.
It's it's number one Predator.
It's when the Predator first time ever touched down on Earth. Like
ever.
First, so it's like 700 years ago.
So it's the prehistoric 10,000 BC Predator.
Yeah. So he just getting his understanding. He got the old primitive moves.
Also, that nigga was. It take you back.
Yep. It take you back.
It take you back.
But here's the thing: when I was talking to Three, so I watched it first, and I was texting Three just to give y'all behind the scenes story with it, right? So I'm texting Three like, "Yeah, shit was type. You gotta watch."
Right,
you know what I'm saying? Like ASAP, without telling them too much.
Right,
but then the thing was is the only thing that they I wish they could. It was a historical movie.
Yeah.
But the only thing I wish they would have did was elaborate a little bit more on where the Predator comes from, like his planet. Mm. Take us to their planet.
You gotta wait on that.
I want to go to their planet.
That might be the next one.
That might be the next one. But no, but you gotta start with that.
Yeah.
They gotta make. There's so many gonna be made, bro. They made six Predators. They're gonna keep making them
for sure.
Because you gotta understand how
they fucked up with a lot of them.
Yeah, because they did.
Yeah.
But they're so deep rooted, bro. Yeah. Their origin is so historical. They treat it like guys like you ever seen the Alien versus Alien?
Of course, I've seen every last one.
When they had them on the top of the pyramids and all that.
100%.
So you gotta understand how far
watching
it goes.
Watching all the people.
Yeah. So it goes, it's the epic. So they gotta go into that, but it's gotta be a whole different
series. But this one was even before the pyramids, what makes it even
That's
more.
That's what I'm saying. They was before the pyramids. This is when they first ever touched down on Earth.
Ever.
And this is when they killed the guy.
This is before, we'll go ahead.
I don't know if it's before the pyramids.
No, it wasn't, because they had the white man colonizing shit.
They had the French.
Yeah, that's true. So the pyramid one.
Then they got the gun. And if you pay attention, that's the gun from part two. That Danny Glover got.
Yeah.
That they gave it to the Indians. So
that's
you gotta
true.
Know
that. That is true. That is true. The one shot, one boost.
So how they get that gun? They had to come back down and got that recalibrated.
That's a good point. So they might be spinning it back full circle.
Too many, bro.
Yeah.
It's top level, though.
Yeah.
You ain't seen Prey.
I ain't seen it.
Yeah, you gotta go check it out. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's on Hulu.
It started a little slow. Okay. And we're gonna get into Hulu in a second, too. I'm gonna break that because it's like, we're gonna talk about that.
Okay.
Because shout out to my nigga Tyson. Let's put it like that.
Oh, yeah, because they said that they stole. Okay.
Hold on, brother. Hold on. We're running the podcast here.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Running the podcast.
I gave it up. Okay, my bad.
We're running the podcast.
Let me relax, champ.
But okay, no, but Prey was top level, dog. Like from it start off a little slow. You're like, all right, where it's coming. But when it come and they start breaking down how the Predator only attacks the predators. Like I always say, I'm a predator, never prey. So it's like they wasn't after no prey. He wasn't after no prey.
Or even if they couldn't hunt him, they ain't go for it. Yeah. No, you telling them you can't do
that. Oh, shit.
Yeah, you can't tell them. You got to watch it.
That's some real nigga shit.
No, give me somebody.
You looking at niggas that's kind of.
Yeah.
Something that could potentially go sideways.
Right. Them the ones I want.
That's Aaron on that one.
You don't want the prey type.
Don't really want no smoke type.
And I'm going to tell y'all why the Predator is so legendary. And this is why my last thing I want to touch on it with is the fact that you got niggas out here that be pump faking and they be selective with picking and choosing who they squabble with and who they get down with. You see what I'm saying?
But the Predators,
they only picking the most top ones.
Yeah. That's it.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. If you a Predator, you acting like you a Predator and you on there and you on the hunt, it going to get you.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, and he going to wear your fucking skin and spine and spleen on his motherfucking armor and he going to put it right there in the side pocket. So it's like, I like that. He ain't selective with it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Granted, they do got a little advantage, but you know what I'm saying?
He got all his advantage.
Yeah, he got all the advantage.
9 foot tall.
He the top level.
But then,
cheating, disappearing on
him. Right, I was just going to say that disappearing crazy. Because as soon as he started getting scraped, boy, he went invisible quick, didn't he? That's like, shit be up out here.
But that's just in life. I'm going to use my advantage now. I'm not going to. I'm 6'6". I'm going to short my arms up and fight like
this. I'm going to use everything.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm going to use all the weapons.
Yeah.
With the rings on up.
I'm going to do all that. Yeah. Might put a little knife in there between the finger. Boom.
Oh, yeah, a little
Yeah, but hey,
could
whatever I got to do. Whatever I got to do, get my wave up.
Yeah, for sure.
So he used all his weapons. You know what I'm saying? It's top level. Like the kill scenes and it was hard.
And even how to let's not elaborate too much because we don't want spoiler alert.
We're supposed to say spoiler
y'all
alert
go check
at
it out.
First. Yeah, yeah, like spoiler alert, but just go check it out, man. Shout out to Hulu, shout out to Prey, man. They did an excellent job.
I thought you said no shout out to Hulu. You said you want to
talk fuck Hulu, but shout out to Prey. You know what I'm saying? it's one of my favorite, you know, characters in movies.
Yeah,
is Predator. So like they did a great job. That's all I got to say.
Okay.
And I'm a real, you know what I'm saying, critique of the Predator movies. Right. That's one of my favorite characters. So yeah.
Okay.
So we could go right into the Hulu situation, right?
Since we're talking about it. Yeah. See? So I was right then. See?
You was right. We're going right to it.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I'm saying? But Mike Tyson, they dropped a new series. I knew something was off about it. Nigga don't look like Mike Tyson. He look like goddamn Junkyard Dog.
Right. Okay. Oh, damn.
Who was this nigga, man?
So, and Mike Tyson wasn't in support of it. Why?
He didn't give him okay. He didn't give him the rights. He probably sold his nigga was broke a few times.
He probably sold his rights a long time ago.
Long time ago before his value went back up.
They didn't even have to call him.
He probably sold it for like $1,500. Little coat. So he done evolved.
Not a back little coat.
He done evolved to the Tyson we know now.
He like that toad.
Yeah.
So he back to reality. Like, nigga, no, I want to regroup. We got to do that contract.
He fuck with them shrooms, too.
He eat them by the handful.
Crazy.
He didn't appreciate that. He said he didn't get a dime off it, and he don't approve of that series. So nobody watches that Tyson series on Hulu until they get that situation right. We boycotting
that. That's what Dave Chappelle did.
That's what Dave Chappelle
did. Yeah.
So we're going to do that for Tyson, man. That's wrong, man. He went crazy, too. And shout out to Dana White, because Dana White turned down money from Hulu to sponsor their, like, UFC fight, he turned down millions of dollars
because of the Tyson
didn't sign off that. He didn't take their money.
Tyson got relationships.
Yes,
now,
he
man.
Do. A lot of people. Dana White's a real nigga, man. Yeah, like, he didn't accept that bread just to do that promo. That was a free bag.
Yeah, that's a real nigga.
That's hard.
Shout out to Tyson, man.
Shout out to Dana White.
Because he could have definitely been
big Caucasian, man.
He took that bread
and said, fuck this relationship, nigga. This free money.
Yeah.
But he kept it pure.
But relationships is better than money. So
facts.
Dana White is
one of the ones.
Definitely, man.
For sure.
Yeah, facts. Yeah, but it's. Speaking of predators, right? Yeah. We got a predator looking motherfucker, Terrell Owens.
You, hey, listen up. First and foremost,
that was a good one.
Exactly.
God.
First and foremost, he is black, the motherfucker. Hey, listen up. Terrell Owens, you go outside at night, man, past motherfucking 7 p.m., put some reflective
ass,
shit on, man.
Bro, you're so stupid.
You might want to drench yourself in some predator blood, bitch.
So, look, I would
you're
say.
Black as fuck.
Oh, you know shit. You talking about the green, because predators got green glowing dark blood.
I can't even see the nigga.
I was calling a predator because he was one of them kind of football players. Like, he tall. Freak of nature, athletic. So I was saying Predator like that.
He fuck good white, but he still be like on Tinder and too, my people be saying. He be on still like dating. Yeah, he be still on
bro.
He trying to eat everything. Like, he look like
Seal Brother.
Yeah, whatever goes. Type. Yeah, big Seal by the monkey move.
He wild.
Yeah, he real goddamn primitive in the brain too. With the
still
talkery.
On the Tinder?
Nah, man.
Yeah, he be
man,
still he doing tripping. That, trying to swipe on the bitches, man.
He ain't playing.
Nah, he trying to eat
everything. You know what's crazy? I used to watch that T.O. show when I was in prison. He had his own little T.O. show.
He was crying on
that. Yeah, I see that.
He's a crying nigga now. I had that in my song.
He was crying like a motherfucker.
No T.O. nigga not crying over spilled milk. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? My quarterback face ass. But anyway, man, we got T.O. walking down the street in his neighborhood for whatever reason.
So, yeah, let's play it. Let's see it.
I don't know what really happened, so we're going to break it down for the seed here.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
This is my first time seeing it with y'all. I heard about it, though. He said something about a Karen, right?
Yeah, he's driving down the street, and the Karen stopped his car.
Was the Karen black, though?
Of course not. She a crack.
You're telling me I almost hit you, and I did it.
Is there such thing as a black Karen, though?
Yeah.
You didn't have to talk to me. That's why he's short, Karen.
That's what I'm saying.
The white washer.
First of all, you had your boy right here.
She said, I'm scared because you're a big black man approaching a white woman.
Now, she's tall. Rewind it. Let me hear that again.
That's
fine.
That's fine.
That's what she said?
That is tripping.
You're a black man approaching a white
woman. He got out of his car and started harassing me.
Right, because you're gonna yell at me and telling me I'm almost hit you, and I didn't.
But you didn't have to drive your fucking car.
You didn't have to talk to me that way either, Karen.
White woman.
First of all, you had your boy right here, your husband right here.
Yeah,
so first of all, I don't do that.
That's OD.
You're a black man approaching a white woman.
What?
What the fuck?
Why are you scared? I should be scared of you, you white motherfucking straight up man, bitch.
Wow.
I'm nervous of you.
Yeah, that's crazy, bro.
She went crazy.
Black people should be the ones scared.
Right.
You ain't lying.
Y'all the one. You see what you did to Emmett Till? Nothing.
Damn.
You the one killed Emmett Till for whistling at you, bitch. And he didn't even whistle at you, ho. That nigga beat the shit.
That's
all
right,
Peter, my nigga Emmett
Till. And they infamous with the lies all the time.
I can't believe this shit's still going on.
How that's going on.
That is crazy.
And she know that's Terrell Owens. $100 million nigga in past. He ain't got no more, but
everybody know who he is. He live in the neighborhood. He live in the community.
And she said you're a big black man approaching a white woman.
What does that have to mean?
What does that mean? You're worthless.
She need to get fired. Whatever she had, like, they need to figure her name out and all that shit, man.
Tripping. That's crazy. That's the craziest part. Shit. You know what I'm saying? That's, a
that's who the cancel culture should be canceling. People like that.
Exactly.
You see what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You're a black man crushing a white woman. Bitch, I should be scared. That's why I got out. I'm scared of you, ho.
Exactly.
What you gonna lie about or cheat and steal from me, white bitch?
Yeah, that's crazy. Play it for you.
First of all, you had your boy right here, your husband right here. So first of all, I don't do that type of stuff.
And still talk to him.
And the husband right there?
Yeah.
Yep.
Husband told
you.
Yeah,
first of all, I didn't come at you.
Yes, you did.
You can stop all of that, Karen.
stay with us. We'll be right back.
Do you love all things about comic books? The stories, the art, the characters, the creators? Then listen to Comics Discourse 114, where our three friends discuss both current and classic comic books from all publishers and the creators behind them.
Okay, just get out of here with all of that.
She said, that's crazy. Show her, man.
She called the cops.
Look.
This is unbelievable.
She said she's a white woman.
Got a little picnic basket and shit.
I've seen it.
I've seen it. She's trying to get him killed.
Boy, and she's crying. Oh, my God.
She's crying. You better turn that camera on, boy.
This is real. Here you go.
How you playing victim like that?
This is real.
Wait till the police come in.
This is real.
Listen
this
to her cry. I've seen it,
but I've never been a part of this. This is real life.
And he still had to give his license up and all. I ain't giving up no license.
My husband tried to tell him to go out.
He don't want to get killed, though.
Yeah, he don't want to get killed.
I ain't going to lie. I'm giving my license.
I think one time I heard that one dude.
Yeah, I'm going to do it.
I'm giving it up. Most time I do, I didn't do it like one time.
I ain't going to lie. I'm complying like a motherfucker.
They ain't looking for a reason.
Keep going.
He was not. I was in the garage. You're lying now.
Uh-oh, guess he got a good white black
one
helping
him. First of all, I know.
See, that's good help.
No, I get you. No, this is real. This is real life in 2022. This is real life cameras.
Look at that. Look how bug-eyed. Yeah, you a bug-eyed. You a coach.
I've seen it on TV. I've seen it on video. This is unbelievable.
This is
unbelievable. I'm a subject of HOA. Everybody can talk about me.
Florida. That's me. You're a black man approaching a white woman. What the fuck?
She told me.
I can't believe that shit came out of her mouth.
Her ass needs to be fried. But it's another part. You can pause it for me. There's another part on there that I find funny. I'm going to see what y'all take on it. Because the part on there when she says, when he tells her, like, hey, you all in my business, telling everybody that I got liens on my house and about the HOA and all that, they know all his business. They tell me, your house is in foreclosure. He's saying that they've been talking about him
in the meetings and stuff.
Yeah. So how y'all feel about that?
I mean, I think they just targeting the dude, man. It's just some racist-ass shit, bro. Right. Keep it a buck, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They don't like niggas, man. That's just what it is.
Yeah, that's just what
anything
it comes down to.
Anything to get the nigga up out of here, man.
What you think?
They trying to team up on him and get the nigga up out of here, man.
I just got to give a little disclaimer. So when you move into a place that got HOA or anything like that, just so you know, like if you late on your house, all that shit, that's all public record. If you late on paying payments and shit's like, that's why he's saying liens against the house.
Any violations.
That shit is public. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And if you got an HOA, right? What was it, Mac? It's like a fee simple something where it say like the highest form of owning land is when you own the land and the house, obvious. That's pretty obvious, right?
Yeah, but McDonald's.
Order in California.
Yeah, so, but when you got an HOA, you know, when you sign and shit like that, you know, there's a thing that's saying they could get you out of your shit if you ain't complying with the HOA.
Yeah,
you know what I'm
saying? All these violations and all that shit up on you,
100%. So, with that being said, that's how she's able to see all that, and that's why people are talking shit with them.
Yeah.
And then next you know, like, them people, like, the movie Karen, right? That's a real movie. I don't think either one of y'all seen it, but y'all gotta watch it, because here's the thing, anybody out there, because she's a pure Karen. So, in that movie, what they was doing, it was a young black couple, a husband and a wife, and successful, doing their thing, and long story short, she was the president of HOA,
right?
You know what I'm saying? So she's just making up shit and doing shit to antagonize them to get them up out of there. And they doing pretty much shit,
same type of shit they do.
Crazy, like, with the white chick from Hustle and Flow as the actress.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And
she looked like a goddamn Karen.
I gotta see that. I never saw that movie.
It was crazy, bro. Yeah. But anyway, long story short, you know, that's the kind of shit that they do when they're trying to kick black people out of the community and trying to
gang up on you, man.
Yep.
So what's your opinion on this?
Hell yeah, for sure. But I just wanted to give that disclaimer out to anybody, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you could get a crib without an HOA, you could own the land and the thing, that's probably going to be the best thing, and that's the highest form of ownership.
Yeah, but the question is, though, why the fuck this nigga ain't Why is he in foreclosure?
See, that's what I'm about to say, man.
Why are you in foreclosure, bro?
Listen up, nigga.
Yeah, nigga. Why the fuck you ain't taking care of your property?
This is our HOA. We white. We's white.
Keep the neighborhood up, goddamn. You got all these violations.
See, that's what I'm saying now. We's white over here, black boy. We don't got your rules of not knowing people's business. We like people's business over here. We white.
Yeah, we in everybody's business.
Yeah, you need to take care of your violation. We know this, nigga. We ain't got your rules to be quiet. We don't talk. Yeah, we don't snitch and none of that. We don't live by your nigger rules. We don't live by your black man monkey rules. We over here keeping it real, sir, the real way. Take care of your business. We want you out of our neighborhood. You're not maintaining your business.
The property.
Yeah, we want you gone, T.O. We want you out of here, big black man. You're not, and you're not paying your bills. You trying to jump out on me? You need to jump out at a job, bitch.
Damn.
Jumping out on me with some hostility. No, won't you hostile you some money, bitch? You're broke.
Damn.
So that's why they snapping.
I was tripping off of that.
See, that's why she's snapping them, because you a bum and all. That's why they treating you like that, nigga. Take care of your business. They roasting them.
That she's not right.
She's
now.
Not. I'm not she's saying she's right, right.
But they white people. They do shit like this.
Yeah, they so looking for something,
handle your business,
bro. You're already a black dude.
Black boy, handle your business, blackie.
Yeah. You're not looking for anything.
I'm not going to lie, though. If he was handling his business, I think she still would have did that.
I don't think
so. She would have did something.
I think so, bro.
I think she'd have been more respectable to him.
Not me.
I think she'd have let him speed through the neighborhood. You paying your bills.
Yeah. Why is it's not your business if I'm paying my bills.
It is my business. I'm HOA, sir. We don't like people in our neighborhood not keeping up their bills. Because that getting foreclosure, it might go to abandon, and then that break our property
hell
go down.
Nah.
We need you out here, sir. We need somebody that can maintain our environment.
Nah,
we don't like
nah.
you here.
How would you have responded?
I'm just going. I ain't going off that.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm different. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't. Yeah, yeah. For one, my shit wouldn't be goddamn foreclosure, none of that shit. Right. No,
so his excuse, he was saying that he haven't been there in a while.
Oh, we know you broke, T.O. I know a bitch that's fucking him and fucking me, man. Here. She said that nigga broke. She make fun of him. Swear to God, nigga.
The God.
She was pillow talking to you?
Oh, wait. You don't be right. I didn't talk back. I didn't say nothing back. I was listening. Shit.
She told you something,
huh? Gargoyle.
Swear to God,
was you snickering and laughing, though?
No, I said, I don't want to hear it. She said it one time. She's like, oh, because she said I remind him of something. I was like, bitch, you're tripping. You know what I'm saying? She's like, yeah, but he's not like you. He don't know how to handle business. And I'm like, nah, I ain't trying to hear that. I swear to God, though, I ain't trying to hear it. She said that. I'm like, nah, I ain't trying to hear that. But she was saying, like, trying to compare and contrast. I'm like, no, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But she was like, yeah, because he's really broke. I'm like, oh, I don't want to hear that. It was funny initially. I didn't laugh with her, but in my brain, oh, it was a
giggle.
Laugh.
He was giggling.
I'm talking about it now. So what's up, motherfucker?
Damn.
But shout out to him.
Well, hopefully he get his shit together.
Yeah, anybody
man.
Go through hardships. You know what I'm saying?
For
what
sure.
goes up must come down.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? So you must
And you shouldn't laugh at people while they down.
Yeah, because anything make you laugh and make you cry. So
Facts.
I remember that. This is funny. This
and nobody's exempt from this shit.
Yeah, but T.O. take care of business, broke nigga.
Excuse me, for sure. You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy.
But yeah, if I was in that predicament, okay, just for instance, if I'm driving down the street, I'm speeding, and the bitch be like, hey, slow down. I'd have been out the window, fuck you, bitch, and went home. I wouldn't have jumped out the car and all that dumbass shit. That's too much. And then the police would have came to my house. I'd have broke it down like, bro, I want speeding, bro. I live here. I'd have been
calm. You think he was type looking for a problem?
Yeah, he doing too much. You acting like a
Probably
bitch. Like, why
shit.
You jumping out the car and all that, my nigga? Like, it's a woman anyway. Like,
Shut up,
white bitch.
Yeah. Her husband was there, though.
Why is he not? Women got to be women. Men got to be men,
That's
man.
What I'm saying, though.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that wasn't her place to be talking to.
I would have said, shut up, cracker, white bitch.
Nah, hell no.
Yeah, I would have said, shut up, cracker, white bitch.
You saying all that to him? The man, listen, bro.
But her husband might.
Because you want to punch the husband in the mouth just because she's talking.
Yeah, just because she's talking.
Man, get your bitch
in
order. Get your bitch in order, man.
Put his head in the goddamn tire.
Yeah, that's crazy,
motherfucker, look at your bitch, man. Let me see, bitch got me doing to you,
motherfucker. See, but speaking of the chokehold and knocking the hats and shit off and all this wild, crazy shit, that's what Wiz did, right?
Oh, he definitely did.
And Wiz, did you see that one where Wiz knocked head off?
No.
Oh, man.
No, he snapped, man.
He snapped.
Yeah, he
snapped.
messing up his
fan?
No, the DJ.
And the DJ.
In front of everybody,
he was
too.
Performing.
Wiz was activated.
And he
was super tanked.
Yeah, he felt like they was fucking with him.
Yeah, he pushed him.
Even though some people are saying it's honest mistakes, Wiz at the time, heat of the moment, felt like people was fucking with him,
trying
to roast
to ban him and all that. After
and
that.
He had just dropped a new album. Oh, they was trying to ban him?
Yeah.
Who was that one DJ in New York that said something?
It was one of the big ones. I don't know his name, but one of the big ones. Yeah, he was talking about
so
it.
So
he stopped the set
and smacked
him.
He said he would have scraped Wiz.
Yeah, he definitely said that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, DJ Kid Capri.
Yep, there you go.
He should have.
Yeah, he should have. Look what he did, though. In his face from everybody. Come on, look at him. In his face with the Prince blouse.
So we just recap y'all and recap matches.
Oh, he's tripping.
Look, he got the Prince blouse on with it open.
What are you talking shit?
Yeah. Let me play my own music. Look at the DJ now. Give me that recap. Whole ass nigga.
He's disrespectful.
I'd have put that
He
should have
went to sleep right there.
He should have definitely. Yeah, somebody got to kill me. I'm hitting that jaw.
Immediately.
Yep. Y'all got to beat me. Y'all got to pack me out. Look, look. Look, push him. Look, push him. Push him.
He tripping.
He went crazy.
What?
He snapped. He went nuts. So then he stands up on top of the, you can cut it off, Reed. Then he stands on top of the DJ thing and then like slapped the nigga hat off and all that. Went crazy, bro.
Oh, straight violent. You know what I'm saying?
So you can see it right there.
He should have beat the brakes off.
Boom.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Bro.
I'm punching niggas in their nuts. We're going to prison.
Snatched that nigga. We're going to prison.
Somebody going to get hurt.
Yeah, we're going to prison or the cemetery. It's one or the other day.
Somebody
going to
die.
They're going to have to make a decision on me because I'm going all the way. I'm going Tasmanian Devil.
That's a fact, bro.
Right.
Wiz ain't even no dude like that.
Yeah, you got to relax, champ. You're going
too
crazy.
Super square.
Now watch this. So what?
Now he back apologizing like every other nigga the next day. I want to apologize for shit.
DJ was fucking up.
Let's gonna give me an explanation.
We were at Poppy last night, right? Poppy.
Cuss him out, pushed him off his computer, started DJing.
Like he's
really
fuck
this guy. I'm different when I'm on tour. Like,
yeah.
We range, you know what I'm saying? It's rock and roll, dog.
Rock and roll.
Like, there's me professionally, and then there's me, like, the real spirit of this shit. I'm gonna live it. Like, you know what I mean? I do what I do. I'm very respectful, but when it's time to go, it's time to go.
Yeah.
Gotta learn a lesson.
That's the weird part is, like, why was he not, like, why was he not?
Because he needed to be spanked.
And then he get fanned out.
Because these kids don't get spankings these days. That's what it was.
DJ Whip.
Timing was off. He was talking during my set. Spun the song back in the middle of it.
Because you don't do
not just like regular shit.
You know what you do? You fucking up.
You got a lot of nerve, kid. You need to learn your lesson. Somebody got to cuss you out so you know to never do it.
After he hear this, he might want to squabble with you, dude, nigga.
Uh-oh. Ain't nobody want to squabble with me. Yeah.
The fuck?
That'd be the last thing a nigga that's breathing that want to do. Because they ain't going to be able to breathe no more. Right. Straight up.
This nigga crazy.
Scrapping me, nigga. He's going.
Oh, Lord!
He didn't really want that. He didn't really.
No, he picked the easy win, man.
Yeah, that was a
buzzy
win.
Even though it's pussy, man, shout out to him for apologizing. You know what I'm saying? But Slim, this is something for you, man. Mac a little bit too, a little sprinkle angle to all the business, but
shoot!
The God.
A little sprinkle.
Oh, Lord!
Y'all need to know everything. Just know a little something. But listen up, though. These niggas is locked up, right?
This nigga right
relax.
Here.
Relax. The jig is up.
All the way.
Don't get it fucked up or miss the script.
All right, let's see it. Go on.
Oh, these niggas in prison. Stunned Gucci shoes on. Oh, nigga got the range like the three jump. Nigga got a knot of hundreds.
Oh, he tripping. These niggas acting
that nigga
that
got
dumb.
A bag in the motherfucker. Look at him. With the Richard Billy on
he
in the
killing
jail.
Him. He killing him.
Oh, James. iPhones galore.
Oh, them niggas is living
look
right there.
Look at Mario doing music. The bag. This is prison. This ain't
they
jail.
They going dumb, bro.
How they got it like that?
What prison? What state they
what
in,
that,
man?
They got to be like New Orleans or something.
Yeah, they not in California.
How much
no,
this nigga
sure.
got? That nigga's a god.
That nigga's the nigga in there.
That is, yeah, and he's sure. doing
it. He got the trap booming.
The
god.
Where's Chauvin, Chauvin? He running the stove.
He running everything.
Oh, yeah. That's how long he fed it. Look,
look at the ring. Jewel now. Pieces
all
over. This nigga wild.
God damn, old shit.
Look at it. Look at it. He acting too dumb.
Look at the shirt. Look at the shirt.
Richard Billy.
One of the ones.
That's that boy, yeah, look at the crazy eye, huh?
Hey,
huh?
He going huh? dumb.
Yeah, he whoa. Going dumb.
Whoa, was anybody in there like that with you?
Hell no. Nah.
Fuck no.
Mac nah. too.
Nah. And then just nah. at, and this guy, nobody. iPhones. He's so stupid. He just throwing it at
niggas. Niggas was not in there like that, bro.
He definitely ain't seen no niggas no iPhones.
No.
Nah. What? Nigga, it's your time.
Yeah. Nah, hell
I just
nah.
talked to my ankle. I just talked to my brother right before I talked to you. I was in the gym. He was on that boat.
Shout out to the
yeah, shout out to Deuce, man.
Okay,
Deuce,
I don't know if you want to say name.
Yeah, big guy. Nigga, he got like five or six of them of us.
Oh,
I'm 50
crazy.
Millionaire.
What
he didn't ask me for a dime, nigga.
Oh,
he
yeah.
type on the halfway move. Now he doing like the fire training. He about to get out.
Oh, yeah, oh, fire camp?
Yep, he in fire camp now. Yeah, yep. He been there about 16 years now.
Oh,
yeah, shout out to Deuce Hound, man. Hold your head, boy. But y'all just talk to this nigga. That nigga, man, what?
What they doing the fire camp?
Oh, man, I got show them.
What's the fire camp? Because what they got doing?
So they get out early.
Yeah, I know that's work release, but so what's in the...
This is him and his homeboy in there. They both got one of the ones tattoos in there. I talked to him earlier.
They going crazy. Oh, that's hard.
Come on, that nigga.
That's hard.
That's my brother and his silly, boy. They both got one of the tattoos
that's
on there.
Crazy.
In the prison.
One and one.
Come on, man.
Wow.
Support one and one.
Shit right
so
there,
I
man.
Can't let these niggas run off my shit. This is my right. brother. That's his, they, nigga, they live by this
no,
shit.
No, that's forever.
Living down by this shit.
That's forever.
Talk to him. That's crazy that I brought that up. Shout out to my brother, Deuce Hound.
That's forever.
You know what I'm saying? Them niggas real and they live by that shit. You know what I mean? Cell phoned up.
Can't
like,
let these niggas play with the
come on with
sure.
brand.
With the brand like
niggas
that.
Really got this in their skin. You know what I'm saying?
Well, right.
sure. So like, but yeah, bro, like niggas be living in that motherfucker. Like I said, that nigga had me for nothing. Not one time he had me for nothing. Yeah. 16 years, and I'm at a full penalty. Yeah, he got. What?
Hey, some of them niggas, man, they figure it out in that motherfucker,
for sure.
man. They be some
that's
cold
where you
hustlers.
You get your hustle up, yeah. Facts.
For sure.
Facts.
Straight up. That nigga showed me his room one time. Nigga was stacked up with all the soups. The nigga had sodas.
That's how it's going to be.
The nigga had pepperoni pizzas. I said, damn, nigga. He said,
some of them niggas
you know,
also better in there than they
all them
the
niggas
streets,
chanted
man.
Back.
Yeah, yeah, you know, but you get caught with a phone in prison. You know what I'm saying?
That's why he got more years.
It's like you get like escaped. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he got more years. He got like 4 or 5 extra years.
It's like a temporary. They classify it under something like a temporary.
They so addictive, though. You can't really
but
get
I'm
them
not happy when I can get them.
Yeah,
he don't sure. give a fuck.
You know, a lot of them prisons in like I be seeing down south that more likely be having that type of understanding.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You got the California state prisons and shit that be on their shit. This is California, brother. Yeah. Motherfuckers don't get their shit.
He in California prison.
Yeah, for sure. But the thing is though, it's like California's gonna be that. But then I realized a lot of them ones be down south because they be really the
inmates. They really be eating out there.
For sure.
Yeah.
The ones down south because they more slower, not as advanced.
Yeah,
more
primitive. All kind of shit.
Yeah, for sure.
He wasn't one in Phoenix, but one of the niggas that told him ended up dying, you know?
Coincidentally, how'd that happen? Yeah.
In the jail, you know what I'm saying? End up short that shit.
How weak is that to die in prison, though?
How
weak,
that,
weak
man?
Bro.
Why that's, you keep your mouth shut, you do dumb shit. You
that's
know?
Weak as fuck.
You
know
what I'm saying? Well, anyway, speaking of prison and hefty sentences, Brittany Griner, since the 9 years. Wow.
Damn.
My nigga Bernard Griner, oh, he got 9 years in prison.
He did.
One of the ones.
Damn.
Come on, champ.
Because he did cut off his breasts and all that. She ain't got no, she could play shirts and skins. You didn't know that?
Damn, dog. Yeah. She got nine.
She got nine smackaroos to the goddamn Putin jail, man. Shout out to Putin, man. I rock with Putin.
Oh, my God.
So don't how y'all drugs, feel about
man.
That?
Hey, man. I feel, hey, you do the crime, you do the time.
I think that was excessive. I think that was super OD, and I think it was like just purely political because they want to make sure that they get their people. So I think they like, what y'all going to do? Let it rot here for 9 years, or y'all going to give us our people?
Because we already embarrassed y'all to the utmost. And everybody talking crazy about y'all.
So they made a statement out of it.
Speaking of predator,
so,
shit.
For us to say it's excessive, though, right? Is that what are they giving other people who got the same
type
of charges? That's how we could really determine.
I bet you not that much.
I think so.
I think
they're consistent with their sentencing over there.
They're not.
Well, now, if they are, would you
hell
say
no.
it's excessive?
It was a white girl or something, I think, that got...
I think they're just giving it what it is.
I think it's a white girl that caught a weed over there, and she got, like, something real light, and they sent her back. But it wasn't in his war times, though. It was like a... Can you put that up for me, DC?
It was a propaganda piece.
See if it's a little different. See if they consistent with
their sentencing.
It's
definitely different.
Yeah, we're going to see.
That's a
better.
Good question.
Because I think it was... They put up a meme that shows... But you know niggas be making up shit, too. But it was showing, like, this old little fat little Pillsbury Dough-looking white bitch. She got like some light time. I think she had like a pound of weed or something. I'm saying some heroin. And I'm saying some church shocks or something. She's smoking on into. You don't even like church over there. And they went on and gave her like 2 months some shit. I think.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? So we're gonna figure it out. But in the meantime, I think 9 years is excessive. But it is what it is, man. Don't go to other countries playing. You know the rules. Abide by them. You know what I'm saying?
Man, that's fucked up, man.
And also, 15 months. So a girl.
15
months. What does she have? Oh, she had a gram of weed.
That's more than what Brittany had?
What Brittany had. How much?
She just had a cartridge, an empty cartridge.
Empty cartridge.
Empty cartridge, brother.
It wasn't empty, brother. It was a vape.
Oh, they fucked her.
Yeah, well, I don't know how that shit worked.
So 15 months still a lot for a gram, nigga.
Yeah, but still, nigga, 9 years?
Hey, man, hey, they
that's
too.
Ridiculous.
Nigga, to me, 9 years and 15 months, the same shit.
Yeah, to you, because you never been.
That's what I'm saying.
Hell no, it's a different.
Boy,
I ain't nowhere close.
I'm bullshit.
Fuck no. Because you got to think, nigga, you showtime as soon as you get in there.
Yeah, 15 months.
You're
out
you on your way out already.
You're on your way out,
because by the time you get adapted, my nigga, you already
by the time
6
months come, you damn near out the door, man.
And if you got 15 months, more likely, you're going to get programs and all sorts of shit.
You're going to get good time and something.
Yeah, you gone.
Also, can you check in real quick and see who they want to swap her out for? Because it's supposed to be like the arms dealer.
The gun.
Two people, an arms dealer and another motherfucker for two people.
They're going to get their people.
There's another person over there, too.
They got to get her out of there.
Biden made a statement himself, too, that he said
he
wanted to get her out
of
there.
He said get her out for sure.
Man, worry about getting your son off that crack, nigga.
He was doing big dope, huh?
Yeah, and get these gas prices down, bitch.
Damn. He had a whole understanding going on, too.
Big methamphetamine blood. Yeah. Damn. Big goddamn smoked out and smoked up.
Yeah, and speaking of smoked out and smoked up, boy, I think Pete Davidson about to be going back off the rocket pipe.
Oh, they done.
Hey, Kim K.
Hey, Kim don't laugh at nobody, bro.
PSA, Kim K, I know you want somebody with that big meat for you because you like the Pete. I got that big meat for you, baby. I swear to God, I do. I got exactly what you want. I got that BBC. I'm going to lick the ass, feet, everything. I'm going to kiss you, make love, baby. We go to walk in the park.
You don't
goddamn
go
archery. Yeah, we're going to throw axes and shit at the goddamn lumber and shame, motherfucker. Whatever you want to do, baby. I got that meat for you, baby. Come holler at me, Mr. Organic, man.
You ain't going
Your sister know
that.
Me? Chloe know. Ask about three of them. Ask about Bones. She know me.
Hey, because that's what we call that's his nickname, Bone. We call him Bone.
Bone. She know the real Bone. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, Kim, hey, this is my plea to you, baby. Come meet me, baby. I got that big meat for you. I know you want to, you know what I'm saying?
With
you
the down, devil down, look.
You're going raw? You going raw?
I'm going to come in it raw and eat it. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to eat it
cream
out.
Cream pie.
I'm going to eat the cream pie.
You going to give her some babies?
Yep.
Why did she say she want to have some little baby three ums?
Three of them. I'm going to be right there dropping that.
You're going to be right there at the family Damn. Thanksgiving with Kanye.
Oh, yeah, right there with the Yeezys on. What's up, nigga? You know what I'm saying? You all that crazy shit with me, man. Beat the dog shit out you, Kanye. Don't come over here making songs about me, bitch. You ain't going to win this one, boy. I'm going to slap $6 billion out your motherfucking ass, boy. You would not win this one. You hear me? I'm going to fuck the bitch, man. She want me, man. I got to meet her. Kim K, holla at me, baby.
You
got
to meet her.
She want me.
You got to meet her to give her the beat, huh?
Got to. I got to bless her. She looking for it.
Yeah.
Hey, hold on.
The jig is up.
Come find me, man. Come find me, baby. I got exactly what you need, man. But shout out to... Because
that's all she got to care about if she fucking with this nigga.
That's what she said. She said it herself. She was down
the BDE.
Heard he got the big dick energy.
Yep.
Hey!
That's what she wants.
I got that for you, baby. You ain't got to look no further.
The God.
You hear me? Shit.
True.
Let's make it happen, baby.
Oh, the black man.
Straight up. I'm coming that motherfucker deep, stirred up, baby. I'm going to sleep in that motherfucker. I'm going to tie a knot in that pussy. Yeah. I'm going to dog that motherfucker.
Blow the tires off her motherfucking ass up.
Man, what? You're goddamn right. That bitch ain't gonna never walk again. Bitch gonna need a wheelchair.
He gonna rupture that bitch kneecap.
That bitch, just straight up, that bitch gonna have a cyborg lord by the fuck with me, bitch. I'm gonna tear it up. Ain't gonna be nothing left.
You gonna pop with them tires on that ass.
I'm gonna knock that motherfucker. I'm gonna knock all that BBL out that motherfucker, man. That bitch gonna be taking L.
You gonna bring it back to her organic self,
right. I'm gonna knock that BBL just to L, bitch. You gonna be motherfucking losing after me, bitch. I'm gonna all that ass. You gonna
be losing.
Straight up, bitch. I need that.
Yeah, she might go be there, so she definitely got to fuck with the three, huh?
Let's go, champ. Yeah. Let's get it popping. I'm trying to bless you, baby. Because I don't.
Don't get it fucked up or misconstrued.
I hate for you to do it.
Oh, shit.
I'm trying to give out the blessing. You hear me?
That shit's hilarious. That nigga's fucking stupid.
I'm serious,
though.
I couldn't wait to get to
that
point.
Hey, but wait, speaking of that, though.
Yeah, serious, though.
Kevin Gates saying that with Beyonce, you think that was bad?
What'd he say?
That was bad.
It was bad.
Tell me what he said.
That nigga disrespectful.
Tell me what he said.
That nigga.
What'd he say?
That nigga, man, he's over the top, bro.
What'd he say? You eat that pussy and all that? Eat that ass.
That nigga said some shit.
What'd he say? Drink the piss and all that,
bro.
Shout out to Kevin Gates, man. What we on?
He was on some three of them type shit.
Straight up.
He's on some 3-up shit with Beyonce.
What's up, Slim?
So hold on, while Fareed pulls up to Kevin Gates when he said
Jay-Z
Beyonce,
had to take
how did you feel about Kevin? No, it gotta be like, bro, that was crazy.
Oh, yeah, he got the two-piece. So, fucked up.
Off the rip, too.
He
got to put the little dress and a little ponytail.
All that. You got to give it to him.
They say Kevin Gates with the squabble, so.
Oh, that shit don't mean nothing. Yeah.
I don't think Jay-Z squabbled. I think he's sitting hitters.
Maybe it took him. He doing
that. He got to do what he
doing. He was doing a boxing match and all that.
Something got to happen, man.
Nobody got to touch that.
Yeah, something got to go up. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, you're right.
You got to die, nigga. That nigga that's his wife.
And she Beyonce. And
that's like, come on, bro. That's like, look.
And so that nigga got to die, man.
So that's like, bro. So wait, because you gotta understand. That's like, you got your own brokerage. Imagine another person in the real estate business saying that about your wife,
bro. They gonna die.
What?
Yeah, that's
nigga.
That's
they gonna die. Because
essentially, he might not be as big as Jay-Z, but you in the industry.
Hey.
Play with your life.
This ain't no regular nigga saying that.
Right.
Play with your life if you want to.
That's a fact.
Crazy.
Oh,
so hold on, real quick. There was another part where Kevin Gates, did you see the clip Can you pull that up too? Or go ahead and play it for you. Let's go back to that one real quick. Let's play that little clip where three can hear it too.
Wow.
Here you go. Let's see.
Shout out to Kevin Gates, man. He kind of cool, though.
Shout out to Bootleg Kev podcast, too.
Yeah, Bootleg Kev, man. He need us on there, man. Bless you. I got calm.
This
talking.
To Beyonce?
Yeah, this to Beyonce.
This nigga talk like three.
Kind of do, though, huh? They keep putting me in that
pocket. He did it.
I ain't going to violate nobody. White, I can hear it. Besides Grant Cordon, I need a white boy. White boy.
Just did it, huh?
Yeah, just did it. God damn it. Fuck. Like, you want to drink a piss?
Yeah, all that.
They say the same thing. Like, all I did is say what everybody think.
That's fair.
You're the most beautiful woman in the world. Like, I would drink your piss. Like,
what the Gargoyle.
Fuck? Like, come on, man. Like, what the fuck?
Beyonce's piss, obviously.
I think he'll really drink it, too.
What?
He got to now. But I'm just saying, like, he might well do it now.
You got to think. I speak for the niggas that's incarcerated. That sit there and watch these people on TV and everything. This is what everybody thinking.
Everybody thinking that, though, Kevin.
Nah, I'm not.
I'm a wild nigga, but I ain't never thought about drinking no piss. A bitch just told me to piss in her mouth the other day, though. I ain't gonna lie. I drank a whole bunch of water. I couldn't do it.
Yeah. So tell
this
me.
It's my second time trying, though.
So three, tell me about
Wait,
this.
You tried to do it.
Yeah, twice.
No, he told me about this. This is a true story.
It is true.
So tell him, elaborate that, because why couldn't you piss?
I don't know, bro. Just like a drug test. Froze up. For no reason. Like,
yeah.
I froze up. Like, it was, I drank
and a gallon. And they just watching your dick during the drug test.
Yeah. So it was like.
Like, damn, I can't even piss now. I got to piss like a motherfucker, but I can't piss.
It won't even come out.
It won't even come out. I mean,
not even a little.
I drunk me and got out prepared. She's like, oh, I want you to piss.
She drank a gallon.
She says you want to piss in the mouth. I want to piss in your mouth. I wanted to act dumb. I was going to record it. Fuck it. Let me get it for the memory, bitch, neck. You know what I'm saying? I'm top level nigga. I got
the guard.
I motherfucking filled the whole tank up with the water, man. Whole still goddamn gallon, man. And it was alkaline motherfucking pH. Electrolytes. Yeah. I was on the good Icelandic.
Still, you know what I'm
saying? Still couldn't goddamn get the urine out of my bladder.
Damn.
So I'm drinking. She come over there. I end up fucking. I'm like, boom. I squirt the semen all on the face. I got that off now.
Okay.
The guard.
That's mandatory.
So I thought, normally when you do that, you get to piss after sometimes. So I'm like, no, I know I got to piss now. I try to, I'm in the tub, like, bitch, sit lay in the
tub. Did you rub on the tip tape? Try to get it?
I try to think. I was thinking waterfall.
Did you run the water?
I'm thinking I'm going to put my fingers in the hot water.
Try to give you a little extra crinkle. It might come out.
Yeah, put a finger in the hot water. I'm thinking of goddamn waterfalls. I'm thinking goddamn when I was a kid. I was going to piss the bed as a kid.
Right.
So I'm thinking of that. Like, you know what I'm saying? What did I do as a kid?
You went way back.
No. I was a bad pisser too. I ain't going to lie.
Because I know you is, nigga. Crazy nigga,
yeah, I was a bad pisser for sure.
We
for
know
a
you a bad pisser.
Yeah.
You ain't gotta tell us all. You went.
What's up, Slim? And then wake up, put the towel down, and be like, "Who the pisser?
Oh, stank in that school. Who in the back smelling like piss? You be in there quiet.
Boy, somebody nasty has to piss
somebody
in the
Somebody smell like piss in here.
So wait, get back to it. You said you was after you bust, you squeezed one on her face, and you was rubbing on the mook trying to get the piss to come out.
I tried to get the piss to come out, man.
And it wouldn't come out.
And it wouldn't come out, bro.
So the whole time she's just down there waiting with the mouth open.
Mouth start getting dry, lip getting crusty at the bottom. I'm like, damn.
A little chapstick on
it. Yeah, I'm like, fuck, I'm trying. It ain't working. So I couldn't do it the first time. So the second time, that's it, last night. You know what
I'm saying? Black man, gargoyle.
You recycled
what I want.
Shoosh.
You're recycling your waste. Good for you.
I am. I tried. Okay. You know what I'm saying? So I tried that night. Still couldn't do it, bro. I drank a gallon of water, worked out. You know what I'm saying? And I could piss initially. I was like, I'm going to save this piss. Hold the piss. I'm going to hold the piss right here. Grab the bladder. And
still couldn't
kink
do it.
The hose.
Still couldn't do it, bro.
Damn.
So when she left, all right, bye, Shalee.
I mean, but goddamn, where you going to piss on the floor?
Nah, I got, come on, brother. I got jacuzzi tubs, brother. You the one who got me this house. You know I got
That's
jacuzzi
I'm
tubs.
I'm just saying, man. Where would you at, bro?
You throw them in a jacuzzi tub.
Bathe them with the, okay, I
yeah,
got you.
You throw them in a jacuzzi tub naked, and he piss on them.
Yeah.
And he turn the hot water on, clean it up, and then he boom. You know what I'm saying? That's what I was going to do. But goddammit, it couldn't come out.
So what did she say when you couldn't piss a second
time? She was cool. She was a little disappointed.
Yeah, you know I was going to say she had to be disappointed.
She was a little disappointed. She was
like, that's the second time she wanted to drink the organic piss.
Yeah, she might not fuck with him.
She nasty to the motherfucker.
She's nasty to the motherfucker.
Yeah, she like to suck my toes and all type of shit, bro.
Oh, shit. Tell them about how she be sucking the toes.
Oh, because you hit it from the back and you get that good angle. I'm a 6'6" nigga. I'm a flexible nigga.
Acrobatic.
So I ain't gonna too much detail.
Around.
But boom, you put the foot all the way
in. So you put it in their mouth or do you just let her come to the toe?
I put it in the mouth. You gotta put it in there. You put it by accident, back. So you be like you accidentally putting it close until they go, y'all niggas are stupid, man. Y'all niggas chill out.
Bam! Black man!
Oh, you kind of accidentally
ran. Yeah, like, yeah.
Just rub it on her cheek.
Yeah, you gently start putting it closer and closer.
What's up, Slim? Oh, Lord!
Oh, and then bitches, they own that. And I'm like, grab that motherfucker. I get pedicures and shit now. I ain't the old three up with the Christmas. I've been going there 2 weeks. I've been going there two weeks.
I've been going there with the caveman toes.
I used to have them pterodactyl motherfuckers
with the hair on the knuckle.
I used to have them coals off Martin motherfuckers, man.
Or not the Martin.
One time, one bitch did it before I should get, but she's like, I can't do that anymore. You gotta get a pedicure. It was motherfucking sandpaper in her mouth. I said, damn, bitch, you was wild for even doing that. Why you put that in your mouth? She went crazy, though. And she's like, after, she was like, no, this is what happened. I swear to this. Nigga, all my stories real organic tales. I give it now on the podcast. I can't do it on the...
Okay.
But I swear, like, the next week, she came back. She came with, like, the filer thing. Like, you need to make sure. Yeah, because last time my mouth
cut her gums open.
Cut her gums up at the end.
She had to get a whole goddamn tooth implant.
Had them T-Rex scales in her mouth. You know what I'm saying? Them gargoyle scales in her tongue. So she came back with a file. Like, I'm going to take care of you this time because...
She had to get you together.
Yeah. You know, but she still came to the...
She
still bowed down to him no matter what. Okay. After the crusty foot.
Right, okay.
Come on, man. She came to pedicure me.
So, wait. Since we on this nasty shit, right?
Yeah, brother.
We got to talk about the topic because Max said what Kevin Gates did was similar to like how you be talking.
That's right.
So how do you feel about the part? Because he was on there with DJ Academics. Right. You know what I'm saying? He actually just reached out to me. He DM'd me recently. I got to actually hit him back and tell him to come on here and get on there, or I could... you got to go on there at least at minimum, brother.
Yeah, I got to bless him.
You got to be on off the record type.
I'm blessing all. I bless all these niggas. Ain't nobody on the podcast than me. Shout out to Andrew Tate, but I'm... No one does
He just reached out to me recently, so I'm going to have to reach back out to him and try to make that happen. But anyway, what I was going to say is that he was just on DJ Academics, and I don't know if you've seen it, though, Mac. But Free, can you pull up where he was talking about Kevin Gates having threesome with his girl? He said he just want to watch a video. Like, if his girl...
Yeah, that's crazy.
He said if his girl was getting lumbered down by another nigga...
He want to watch his girl get lumbered down.
He said, if his girl getting lumbered down, he was like, I ain't insecure. I don't give a fuck nigga dick. I don't give a fuck nigga big dick, whatever. He's like, I ain't insecure. He said, I got a long big dick.
So I'm not doing dick measuring contests.
He said he don't care about what kind of dick the nigga got or was dicking his girl down, but he said he just want to watch the video. He just said, show me this retarded.
Bro.
Yeah. So I put like when it comes to that. Now I'm a wild nigga, but like I said,
you ain't that wild.
That's what I'm saying. I got proximity. I got big proximities. Like, it's certain shit I like
to
do.
You ain't going that far.
And a lot of shit I don't like to do.
Yeah, come on.
So, I never did no threesomes, no trains.
Type in DJ
Academics. I never was into that. I'm not into being around no nutter nigga with no bitch, nigga.
Because
I want to get nasty.
Yeah,
I don't want to get nasty with you, nigga. Your residue, your nut hairs on there too.
Something got to be wrong with you.
Yeah, well, I'm not with all that, bro. Like that's
and
too
it
wild.
Seemed like it seemed like he was a little, because he had that three of them energy, so DJ Academics didn't really want to ask him no questions.
He was activated.
He was trying to beat around the bush to get Kevin Gates to answer it. You know what I'm saying? He's like, is this us? So I heard you say something.
So he kind of want to say, do you fuck with the man too? He should ask that.
Oh, that's what he really wanted to know.
He was scared to say that. He should have asked him. Like, nigga, is you participating with the guy too?
Oh, my God.
Go ahead and play. Nigga.
That's what he wanted to say.
Go ahead and play it, Farid.
Put my homies on your song. Super General.
And I think you're going to break your rule for this one.
What'd I say?
He said he was gonna come on the podcast, right?
Three gonna get him on the podcast.
Do you feel like you were disrespectful in that song?
One of the ones.
Because I think you'll be able to ask him the questions the best.
I'm gonna ask him the real.
I think he respects you.
I'm gonna ask the real shit.
Yeah,
but if I was Nicki's husband, I would feel away.
Oh, because he said something about Nicki Minaj, too, about fucking her, too.
Oh, this nigga, why?
Oh, he said, what if his husband said something out the right. way? How you feel?
You're talking about
I don't want nobody that don't nobody want.
You.
if you was fantasizing about my wife and beating your dick thinking about my wife, when I punch dick in her, I'm living your dream.
Did his foot tap?
If I vocalize that, like, oh, man.
That's just how
if
you
I could get with Gates wife and you'd be like, yo, that's disrespect for you. Disrespect me, man. You know what
shit, you just saying what everybody thinking. You think when a nigga see a beautiful woman, he don't want to punch dick in him? He want to feel that pussy.
Punch
he
dick,
do.
Goddamn.
Anybody sit around you and tell you they don't, they lying. I don't want nobody that don't nobody want. I'm human. I could have a crush on somebody. I could like somebody. Damn, but I can't like somebody because I'm Kevin Gates. I'm human. I ain't give a fuck what she is. I don't know. I don't know them people, so they got dudes in jail right now that see Nicki Minaj.
But he be saying facts, though. Until a certain point, then he just goes far left. But it was definitely, the shit he said be facts, though.
Right.
I don't care. I'm speaking for them then.
The only thing I'm gonna say though, because you did a
respectfully, with all due respect, I think you're a beautiful woman. If I catch you right, I'm gonna stamp you.
You talking about Nikki?
What up?
How about that?
If I catch you right, it's over.
He talking about Beyonce too.
What happened with your money by yo?
Nothing.
Listen to the song.
Oh. It's still my brother.
What did he say?
Everything's cool.
It ain't got no choice.
I love that song because it was Venom.
It ain't got no choice but to be one way with me. Because I'm not going to change. I'm not going to never not love you. You my Muslim brother. I ain't going to never not love you. Yeah. Not far as me speaking on, I ain't got nothing to talk about. To speak on nothing about nothing. Because I just don't do that.
Do those situations turn the phone calls off? Because even with you, like, I know a lot of people react to that. Shit, Ruby Rose reacted kind of, look like Ruby Rose is saying, what's good, nigga?
She Muslim. She a beautiful woman. She been
through
a lot.
Was talking about that tongue in the ass shit, man.
I know her.
Oh, you know her?
Yeah, she a good person.
I know Ruby. It's Ruby's cool.
She a good person.
She's sexy, though. You
know, beautiful. Breathtaking.
Shout out to Ruby Rose, boy. She stay in Circa. I remember, I was trying to be a beautiful woman. I was in a situation at the time, but now I get that. That's type easy for God.
What's disrespectful?
I'm 3-0.
Go ahead and send her a DM, 3-0.
Any woman that I say is a beautiful woman.
Do it right now.
Come on,
let's see, man. Do it right now.
He ain't going to do it.
I would love to. Given an opportunity, I would punch dick out of your back. That's just the truth. I don't know why people try to act like that. I just say what people be scared to say.
Hold up. My homeboy asked me, this is rare I even take a question from a friend of mine, but you had such a great interview with Carisha that I remember my friend, he asked me this. I'm like, nah, I don't think Kevin's like that, but I'm going to ask him when I see him. You said in the interview, you said, what'd you say? Man. You say, if your girl was sleeping with somebody else,
in the cry eye.
You were like, yo.
Show the camera.
He sent it.
As long as you watch the video or some shit like that.
This is what guys was. Was like, yo, I'm someone shoot my shot like. I'm happy now that you replied back. Now I'm happy for
another man.
So watch this, look, watch this. Here it comes.
But it gotta be a man that respect the woman like I respect him.
Watch this.
It's a lot of women fantasize about that. They just have a fear of judgment.
Oh, you're talking about like a threesome or whatever.
Yeah, like a threesome. I'm in all that.
Oh, shit. You said to Young Miami,
you were like, yo.
Yeah, I'm into all that.
If you want to sleep with somebody,
bro, I ain't.
Bring the video back that we can watch. And I'm like, hold up, man.
You're my favorite porn star. What up?
That's my homie's like, nah, you gotta ask me if he's, because they said,
see,
that's
what
like
he right people cuck
yeah,
stuff.
He didn't say
that's
it.
What,
I guess so, but I got a big long dick, so I ain't tripping on it. Like,
so you wouldn't be mad if another man penetrated
about to knock his mic
a woman you were interested in or dealing with?
No, because that's just dick. Me and her have a psychokinetic relationship.
Leave him alone, he's a different type of crazy. He gotta go deep into the cerebellum.
If I'm with you, you know, hey, listen, you the object of my fascination. You my fantasy, but you my favorite porn star. What you mean? We can explore every sexual avenue that you want to. I love you like that. I ain't gonna please you. What's up? And then I'm just all the way just sexual.
See, I don't know that part. Watch this. Look.
No, I don't. Well, I was going to say, us as men, a lot of times when we think about our partner,
because we have
think about ownership. We like, have well, a, it's only mine.
We have dick measuring contests with other men, but I don't have that because I'm blessed already. I'm not worried about, babe, his dick was bigger than mine. I don't care about all that.
Well, I look at it like if with my woman, I don't want anybody able to be having. I want something.
All right, I got a question. What's that girl name that said she had over 300 baddies?
It's a lot of them.
No, the one, Tiana Trump.
I want her too. Tiana Trump, holla at me.
Used to do.
You gonna DM her too?
I did already.
The party girl. Is she?
Y'all niggas crazy.
Anybody know?
You kill it. But pretty much what he said, though.
That's a good one. That one?
What was that?
Let me show you, brother. Look at that. I'll win now.
Well, you got some responses, bro.
I got some wins.
He got some, okay. That should be working sometime, huh?
Damn. I got some big wins now.
So, let's just kind of like cap this off
okay,
right here.
Okay, let's cap this off.
Because we kind of just watched the thing.
My bad. So, Kevin Gates basically was saying that he would do a threesome with a man, with his woman or his girlfriend, man. Whatever. That's and deep. He okay with that because he with all things sexual. That doesn't bother him if there's someone's long dick in his chick because it's just penis and he's dropping psychokinetic energies with her.
Yeah, and he said,
"Fuck all that dumb shit." I ain't none of that shit. This nigga crazy, bro.
Yeah, that's different.
Bro. That's different.
Because, like I said, I'm a person. I never did threesomes. I never was in that shit with niggas. I had numerous with women, but like me and a nigga, I never was no trained nigga. If I did a train, I did.
Bro, he's talking about his girl and his wife.
I know he's wild. That's the Borat. That's that Borat motherfucker.
About another nigga and his wife. This nigga's
on tape. He want to see. He said even if she was fucking another nigga,
he just said he wants to watch the nigga punch dick.
Show me the tape so I can fuck you later. Thinking about it. Yeah. God,
he want to punch dick in her thinking about that tape.
Oh! Nah, that nigga's
but he know his girl left him for I'm saying a girl. I think right.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Her trainer. Yeah, it was a girl. So I don't know. That's a crazy.
How you feel about it though, man?
Nigga, I don't feel about it, nigga. I don't feel nowhere, but nigga, that nigga's retarded, bro.
Don't get it fucked up.
That's some whole other shit
right
there, bro. That's some whole other shit, man. That nigga in a different atmosphere than me, bro.
You know, he fuck with three. He fuck with three, though. He DM'd three.
Yeah, shout out to three.
He reached out to three. He wanted to tap in with three a while ago, so I know they corresponding in.
No homo sapien on the tap in.
Yeah.
You gotta clarify, man.
Niggas getting too barbaric on the top.
Damn!
No, bro. You know I didn't mean like that in three. No, I was saying, like, tap in, like, nigga, I'm talking about nigga back. I'm like, yo, tap in, bro.
You sent me the shit, boo boom, like, what's up, my guy?
Oh, yeah. See, you wanna show DM for three? You acting too dumb. Nobody thinks it's like that, bro.
Nobody thinks it's
like that.
It wasn't no weird.
No, bro. I'm saying, like,
because his homeboy Booby Black been tapped in with me.
Yeah. So but you know I wasn't saying it like that.
I know, bro. Okay. We got to clarify the situation.
Don't
get it fucked up or miss the script
at all. You know what I'm saying? Because
let's just go ahead and dip that in the bag.
Well, listen, y'all. That's not how I was saying it. Man, I was saying, like, if I'm talking about niggas, they ain't tapping off, you know what I'm saying? It ain't gonna be like that.
Nigga. That nigga said he would.
I mean, what's that shit that gotta be explained?
That is crazy. But, you know, we're gonna have him on the podcast and we can ask some questions, you know what I'm saying?
You can ask some questions.
So he cool. We can.
You know what I'm saying? He gonna ask him.
What's up, Slim?
Three, so, you know what I'm saying?
He three gonna
ask him. I'm just gonna be like,
what's up, Slim?
You with me, nigga? Cause Slim do trains, trip in his past.
No, hell no.
What's up, Slim?
Hey, brother, no.
Black man. Shout out to my wife, Jay. Love it, Slim. Goes to God.
Don't try to pull me into the dark side, nigga. Yeah. Shit me.
You talking about with the pad, bro? He's just high school.
Hey, brother, I don't know what you're talking about, man. Listen. Hey, man.
Look, press again. The jig is up.
The jig is up, man. Next topic. Here we go. Listen, we got the ball of America.
Love it, Slim. Go subscribe.
Nigga, I was trying to pull
me. The jig is up.
I was trying to pull me into the dark side. Nah, hell no. We talking about y'all.
Nah, bro.
Shit. No, I'm talking about the one time with whatever
car. Hey.
Come on, champ. The jig is up.
So here we go. Look, man. This one's a little different because, you know, I'm from Minnesota, man.
What is this?
Mall of America. There was a shooting at Nike and Mall of America. Whatever that was.
What else?
Goddamn it, Free. Go to the next damn topic. What else we got? There was a shooting at Mall of America, man. Shit.
Nigga, shout out Mall of America, man. What else we got? Shut it up, man.
Yeah, they went crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure. The niggas. They wild. Niggas don't know how wild Minnesota is, boy. It's like wild west right now. It's all the way up.
For sure.
It's got them switches. They like this.
They're going crazy.
Yeah, for sure.
Motherfuckers are dropping like flies out there, man. Be safe in Minnesota. It's not a place to fuck with, man.
You know, in the house, man.
Big U done went out there and dropped them sissies on the niggas out there. They heavy out there, boy.
Kevin Gates shot a shot at him. So,
yeah.
Oh, damn, that was a good one to bring up, Fareed.
I saw that.
What is that? Because we was just talking about Kevin Gates. Yep. So, back to Kevin Gates.
Oh, he went to Brittany Renner now?
Yeah, I guess he shot a shot at Brittany Renner.
And look at she went.
I thought she shot her shot first.
He went first, and then he doubled.
So, click through the slide pictures, Fareed.
She was, you know, I need someone to cuddle with me, throwing it out there for some dick. And he went right in and said, when? She said, right now. Look, he shot the shot. I want to be held and penetrated passionately.
Oh, she is winning.
Oh, that's what she said.
My nigga said, win. And get what she said. right now.
Oh, shit.
Brittany Renner. I met her before, too, at the flea market, man. She tight roasted me. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah? What happened?
Yeah, man. You know that little, it's like on.
Nah, she didn't roast the guy.
It was like.
The God.
Max, like, elaborate.
Yeah, we got to hear this shit, man. Hold on, man. What happened, chap? She roasted the God?
What happened, bro?
Damn.
God damn.
So it was at the, you know, on Melrose, they got that little flea market thing they be doing, like, every Sunday or something. They should do it right before Corona hit, whatever. So everybody go there. And it's good, like, bargains and shit. Okay. That's why I got that little Russian hat.
Okay.
And I was out there with a couple of my homies and shit, just walking around looking at shit. And I seen her. I'm like, that's Brittany Renner. And so one of my little niggas ran over there first. Like, oh, yeah, talked to her a little bit. She was cool. She was acting normal. She know me going there on my full goddamn...
Yeah, you going with that, man. Was the beard feng shuied up?
I was all the way three of them, too.
Okay, he was all the way three of them.
All the way. I went full this level three of them. I was still three of them, Hellcat. I'm in L.A. I'm a little circa. I'm a little bit of her.
Oh, yeah. So this was a while ago.
When I first got here. Okay, yep, okay. When I first got here, you're right. Yep, when I first got here. So I ain't full.
You wasn't full three of them yet.
The God.
Still goddamn. Damn. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Okay. Way better than her. She ain't living in a circa. Got four cars, nigga. All right, nigga. Don't get it.
For sure.
Hold on now.
Don't get it fucked up or miss the screen.
Right, right.
So anyway, I see her. I'm like, damn, that is her. Ooh, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Type of arousal, a little bit on the goddamn trousers. Yeah. I've like, yeah. seen her.
Shot a nigga up to about 60%.
It was about 47.
Okay, all right, okay.
Hey, going 60.
47%?
I'd have knocked out all the tables around that motherfucker at 60.
Damn. Oh, Lord.
In the big mode, they'd have called the cops on me, man.
Yeah.
Exposure. But,
you'd have caught him charged.
Oh, man. They put me in jail, man. They'd have put an Amber Alert on my mother.
Yeah. Big one had to register.
Yeah, registered, man. You know what I'm saying? Can't go to no neighborhood.
Big offender.
Oh, yeah. No question about it. So I seen her. I'm like, oh, that's that mother. Oh, I know that's her.
Yeah.
Nigga, this is my time to shine in L.A. Nigga, I need one of these types.
Right.
It's going to be good for the brand.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I'm saying?
So and then good for your memory bank for the three of them.
Yeah. So
feed the ego.
I got to feed that mother. Yeah. He Greek hungry, nigga.
Gargoyle.
Feed the beast.
Gargoyle.
That nigga hungry, man. That nigga need more predator, brother. Not starving. The bad way,
he's
but
starving.
The movie,
yeah, not the bad predator.
Everybody go watch Prey.
Yeah.
So it's like, I walk up, I'm like, boom, how you doing? She's like, oh, how you doing? I'm like, damn, you looking beautiful and all that. I seen you from over there. I know who you is. I ain't gonna act like I know who you is. Right. I know you bring you with her. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? She's like, okay, nice to meet you. What's your name? And this is why I fucked up.
You said the God.
Damn!
I said organic. She's like, oh, so what's your real name? Like, what's your real name? So I hate when bitches do that. So that turn, you know me. You know me. So
push you off.
What? Because who are you talking to like that? So she like, oh, okay, what is your real name? I said, my name Organic. She's like, oh, okay. And I'm like, okay, well, have a good day. Like, walked off on that. I'm like, all right, shit. Because my energy went down, her energy went down. So I couldn't, you know me, I don't accept nothing. I don't give a fuck if it was motherfucking really was Kim K, bitch. If I say my name Organic, that's organic. My name, bitch.
Yeah.
It ain't no, you see Jay-Z, what are you going to say? My name Jay-Z, what is your real name? Bitch is Jay-Z.
So why you just say, why you ain't just put your pride to say, you say Jarvis?
Damn.
No, I couldn't do it.
You couldn't do it.
I couldn't do it. I couldn't allow me to do that.
Hi, I'm Jarvis Rivers.
I know she, yeah, facts. I know she beneath me, nigga. So why would I bow down to a bitch? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm three of them to God for real, nigga. So I took that L.
You could have said Jarvis. Like, Jarvis. And yeah. She still could have walked off.
I could have, but I wasn't in the right
really
space.
Then
you would have really felt fucked up.
Oh, that would have really roasted me. So yeah, I kind of
stand on it.
Yeah, so
stand on it.
Yeah, so I had to stand on it. So I had to. Like, I can't bow down like that. I done it before sometimes. Yeah. It all depends on the mood, but how she said in her facial expression was like,
what's your real name?
Yeah, yeah, like, bitch, you're like, somebody.
Nigga,
bitch,
your
you
real
sleep
name?
On the air mattress, bitch. Yeah. We heard about you. Like, nah, what the fuck you talking? I live downtown circa, bitch. Hellcat, Track Hawk, bitch. What's up, bitch? You're beneath me. Hell, right. Shape.
Oh, shit.
What you talking about, bitch? Just take your shirt off. Let's compare.
Have you DM'd her recently?
Nah,
since then?
I don't know. I want to circle back, though. Yeah. She hear this though. Hey, baby.
See, you already sending DMs out right now. You might as well send her one too.
Fuck. Go ahead, man.
Send her one too. Fuck.
Y'all
activated.
She gonna know what's going on by the Instagram understanding.
Yeah, that sparked the interest.
Yeah, we got a lot going on, brother.
On the podcast. Yeah.
She know you ain't no regular nigga. Just off the look.
Go look at the book. She gonna look at it.
Yeah, she gonna look at it for sure. She gonna.
What's her name? Brittany.
She gonna
look at it. Brittany Renner.
She is fresh. Was good friends with Tiana Trump though. That was good.
So you gonna be? You gonna have her in an organic compound? She gonna be in one of the vlogs.
Look, I'm gonna send the eyes to her too. She gonna get mad. Don't send me no motherfucking eyes. Hello, my name is John. I'm gonna send that.
Right.
I'm gonna do the white man look. Hello, my name is Jarvis.
What you think? You think she'll remember you?
Yep.
You think so?
Yep.
She'll be like, I remember you, Organic.
Hey,
oh, that'll make you light up like a Christmas tree.
Hello, my name is Jarvis. Nice to meet you. I switched it up and get the pussy down.
The other way didn't work, huh? Yeah, it didn't work the first time.
Let me switch it up. Let me put a tuxedo
that
on.
That might be a little too.
It might be too proper.
You might gotta unsend that and give her some emojis time.
Nah, bro. I'm gonna send that first and see.
For real?
Yeah, man.
Oh, because if she remembers like you, then that'll be funny to her.
Because she's going to be like, oh, yeah, you was the nigga.
Oh, you was the nigga saying organic.
Yeah, I remember you, nigga. You tried to come to me, tried to be like, you was motherfucking.
Damn!
But yeah.
So let's say, how long do you give her before she has to reply?
I don't trip. It was whatever.
Whenever.
Yeah, I ain't tripping. Whenever. I ain't in no rush.
So
I'm a millionaire, man. Bitch ain't got more money than
you. Do you ever unsend a DM?
Nah, not to a top level, bitch. Like a bottom dweller, bitch. I'm just thirsty and I shoot something. I bring that back. Yeah. I'll throw that back in.
You just threw the hook out there. Yeah.
Because I'm like blue check mark, bitch. I'm the nigga.
Because she want to show other people, look at this dude.
Yeah. I'm going to bring him back, nigga.
They're gone.
Yeah, I run him back. But the top level, bitch, I let it marinate in the glory because just because I run into him again, it's like, baby, what's the DM?
Oh, I sent you something before.
Yeah, because they see me in person, it's going to be full understanding.
But you never send a follow up if they don't reply.
Nah, it's over with. Yeah. I ain't playing that game. Yeah, don't ever get it fucked up or.
Don't get it fucked up or miss the screw.
Yeah, don't do that one. Don't do that one.
Y'all got me shooting big shots out of this motherfucker.
Yeah, you
should, man. You throwing them out there.
Yeah. Big AK.
Big three of them out here.
Big Drake,
man. But hey, that's how you look. But that's real shit, though. Like, y'all seeing me shoot shots, you never know. Because I done went big on some shit. I done stole Mac a big time, prime time, goddamn. Easy season.
Sometimes you catch something and you throw it out
there. Yeah, I got some big time shit, man. You know what I'm saying? You might catch a goddamn big cahoot. You know what I'm saying? So don't get it. You know what I'm saying? Hold on.
Don't get it fucked up or miss the screw. Yeah,
don't do that.
Everything ain't for everybody.
Don't do that. Knock that one off free. Let's see
what goes down. So don't remember that joint I showed you earlier, but look at that.
That's the move.
Look at that. Yeah, that's the move. So remember what that say at the bottom. So that's confirmation.
Go down a little bit more, Fred.
I did that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, big three of them out there.
They're gone.
So that's why I can shoot at them, because I done knocked some buffalo down.
Yeah, so you ain't going to fucking shoot. Yeah. Whatever.
Come on, man.
So I got
a Rolls Royce Don, nigga, big four-story mansion, motherfucking $1.5 million jury.
Here we go.
You're this nigga, bitch, some 6'6". I'm small.
Nigga,
you bitch can't fuck with me. Bitch, I'm the one, bitch. You bow down to me. What is you got going on, Trent? Yeah. I'm shooting, bitch. I'm trying to bless you with this.
Y'all kind of lied this one, man. Listen, this is how we gonna wrap up this episode, man. Because how three did this one, boy. Y'all just seen three shoot two different DMs.
Three
type. That's just the two he showed you today. He might have shot a little couple more over there.
Y'all sent me off, man.
Yeah, no.
You know we got to activate
him. Hey, oh, yeah, for sure.
That's our nigga Mac.
He gonna get him in the vlog. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
Don't be surprised when y'all see him pop up on the thumbnail title.
It's nothing but love and respect. You know, I love the ladies. I treat the number of respect.
There you go.
Yeah.
But no, man, episode 31 in the chamber, man. Hope y'all like it. Hope you enjoy, man. Make sure y'all follow Top of the Mook Podcast on
Twitter.
Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you follow Top of the Mook Podcast on Instagram. Make sure you follow my dog, Mr. Organic, on Instagram. Make sure you follow my dog, Mac, at Jackson Properties on Instagram.
Jackson Properties.
And make sure you follow your boy, Tall Guy, on Instagram as well, man.
And DC, shout out my dog, DC, the composer.
DC, and Fareed.
And Fareed.
Yep, for sure, man. But episode 31, man, that's it. That's all anything y'all got to say before we get up out of here.
Make sure y'all hit that membership button, man. We want y'all to.
Membership.
Yeah, because, you know, they demonetizing all podcasts, especially y'all. So we give y'all this legendary content, so, you know, help support the brand. And if you can't do that shit, just hit them like, share, subscribe, tell a friend. Word of mouth is the best promotion. We know we give y'all the best potion, huh? Drink it up, you hear me? Other than that, man, we appreciate y'all more. You know we're gonna continue to go and grow because motherfucking
damn!
Talk to him,
Mac man.
Hey man, appreciate y'all for having me once again on the legendary Top of the Mook Podcast, man. We did another one, so you know for sure I'll be back. But y'all tap in on all platforms, man. Jackson Properties on all platforms, so. Yeah, tap in.
Yeah, because we gotta get y'all some real understanding of Mac, man. You know what I'm saying? With the LA
Mac
roots.
Man.
We need some of them LA stories, dog.
Mac, man. Because
you was a real LA native, dog.
I'm an LA native.
Crenshaw and Slauson.
We gotta know about the RV.
hey, hold on,
Scott.
Hey, nigga, trying to give you back reindicted.
Out there with the reed. You heard that reed.
The reed.
Come on, champ.
The reed.
Come on, champ. Relax. The jig is up.
Hey, man.
Hey, man. Fuck my dog, man. Jackson Properties on Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
Jackson Properties, baby.
Next time we got you in here, bro, we gotta talk about the L.A. stories, bro. Like we got to. Like,
what y'all want
to
know?
Like, see, we got to save it. No. Let's save it.
Which one?
Save it for the next one, man. That's we're going to get
what
that one,
you
man.
No.
Which one?
No, we got to get the next one. It got to be on the next one, y'all. Y'all got to catch it there,
talking
man.
Talking about the one when they...
No.
Yeah.
Episode... 32, man. Straight to report all, y'all. Catch y'all the next one, man.
All right, we about it, man.
Guard, Gordy. One of the one. Oh,
man.
Come on.
Let's go.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Top of the move, started at the bottom. Dreamt of a Hellcat, now I got it. Dreamt of a Corvette, now I got it. Taking big leaps of faith, no doubts about it. Made my mama proud, made my mama proud. Every time she see me, nigga, she just cracks a smile. I made my mama proud, made my mama proud.